The Riverside County Board of Supervisors yesterday directed county agencies to conduct a detailed analysis of how the passage of State Proposition 64, legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in California, would affect ordinances that Riverside County has passed, tightly restricting and in some cases prohibiting the distribution of medical marijuana in the county. Riverside County doesn't want a big legal and legislative mess to clean up if current ordinances are in conflict with the state proposition if it passes in November. At their meeting yesterday, some supervisors did express a tentative interest in taxing cannabis purchases if the state proposition passes. Riverside County staffers have told the board that it is not likely that there will be assistance from the state in combating rising levels of drug abuse and crime under the new law, so taxation could be the only revenue-generating source available to cover enforcement programs in the county. Riverside County is operating under a structural budget deficit, with public safety agencies consuming the largest share of discretionary revenue. So, ironically, that marijuana tax money might help boost Riverside County's Sheriff's Department and other public safety efforts in the county.